something. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 317 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Coming to you each week at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you can 5-star rate and review. Tell us what you're feeling. Tell us what you're thinking. Love to hear. I say us like it's like I got a crew here. It's just me. This is it. One man operation. I say us, it sounds more official, like I have like people like, you know, doing this with me. That actually might be worse because show's not that good. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Patreon.com/KMF podcast is where all the bonus episodes are. BuiltBar.com, the best tasting protein bar out there. You like marshmallow? They love to put the marshmallow flavors out. Give them a try. BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. Save 10% off your order. Get some coffee at Sailaway. SailawayCoffee.com. The best tasting nitro brew out there. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% off your order. Save some money. Come on, use these codes. It's good for you. Nitro Brew and Built Bars. That's how we're gonna keep this year going. My buddy John Ziegler, his stand-up special's been out for a little while now. Check it out on YouTube. Go to John Ziegler Comedy. You can click the link in his bio. Or you can go to YouTube and check out John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. Might be easier to do it that way. Give him a message if you haven't already. Let him know what you think. And if you like to see me make the funnies, the ha-ha. And if you're going to be in the Seaside Heights, New Jersey area on Saturday, March 23rd. I'll be at the Ocean View Restaurant in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, with my good friend Ryan Marr and John Moses. Check me out. DM me for info. We'll get you some tickets. You have to pay for them. I can't give them to you. I'm sorry. I don't have it like that. Just a feature. Come check it out. It's going to be a good show. Still battling with a little bit of a cold left over from the flu. And I Googled it. It said I'll deal with the cough for a few weeks afterwards. They were right. But I'm glad that's all over. Got my little bit of pep back, whatever I had. I know I was saying I lost my pep, but that's back. Whatever little bit I had left, I have it now. So we're pepping. Pepping our way into this month. And like the month's half over already. It's crazy. This year's just flying by, as they all do. We got St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. I'm going to ride you Saturday night. It's going to be a complete shit show, but I'll make that money. And St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, 1 p.m., the Islanders and Rangers have their second meetup of the season. Islanders got the hot hand right now. They won 6 in a row. They play the Kings tonight. Going for 7, so we'll see what happens by next week. And St. Joseph's Day is 2 days later, the 19th. So on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll get the pastries. St. Joe's Day pastry with the Shreadel, little cannoli. It's the best. Italian pastries really are the best. They're the absolute the best tasting. Nothing better than a Shreadel. I'm telling you that right now. Flaky on the outside, nice soft on the inside. Dunk that in coffee, forget about it. Shreadel. Mark it down. Yeah. So I, this weekend was, we turned the clocks ahead, which I wish we could just would stop with this nonsense of turning clocks back and forth and up and down. I was like, oh, you lose an hour. I didn't lose nothing. I slept until I was done sleeping. I was not worried about an hour. I got up when I got up and I moved at my own pace. I don't lose an hour of sleep. That's it. I sleep till I sleep. And whatever time it is, and I get up and I go about my day. And here's the thing, I don't really do anything or have the responsibilities where it matters what time it is. Like when I told my brother, my sister-in-law at dinner on Sunday that I slept to 11 o'clock on Sunday, they were like, 11 o'clock? How's that even possible? Well, you close your eyes and you sleep. I don't have kids. I'm a single man who lives alone. I enjoy sleeping out on the weekends. It's my favorite thing to do. And the weekend was great. Uneventful. Yesterday was one of the best days. Just, I slept in. Got a little breakfast at Buzzed Coffee in Belmore. And then I went to my brother's. We had some dinner. My sister-in-law made pulled pork the day before, so she used the leftover and made enchiladas with the pulled pork. It was out of this world. Then I went and watched the Islanders and the Knicks at the Cigar Lounge, had a couple of cigars. Knicks played one of the worst games I've ever seen. Islanders won. So it's a split. I'll take it. And it, all in all, it was a good Sunday. You know, just a nice end to a weekend. And here we go back Monday again. And last Monday, I apologize again for the episode coming out a day later. I gave you a little bit of a dashboard confessional. We are back now in the Man Child studio recording here. But I was, you know what? It was actually kind of fun recording in the car. It was a little something different. Just sitting there. I had my earbuds in just talking, you know, not in front of a microphone, a camera or anything like that. Just sitting there with my thoughts. And I hope you like the episode. You know, last Monday, it was not going to happen. Just one of those nights. I sat there at the edge of my bed, just trying to get the energy to come up and do the podcast. And I couldn't, and I didn't want to do a half-ass show. So like, you know what? Let me get a good night's sleep. I'll go to bed right now and I'll sleep. And then tomorrow on lunch, I'll record the episode. And everything worked out good. People seem to like it. They seem to like, you know, the aspect of being in the car and just being my thoughts and everything. But, you know, maybe we'll do those every once in a while. But I like being here, you know, in front of the microphone, camera. This is what I like as well. So it's, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll do a little more of those. I don't know. Yeah, so this week, or last week, I took a big spill. I fell. And it wasn't just that. It was a whole... This story gets a little crazy. So on Wednesday, we had like torrential downpours. It was absolutely pouring raining. I started driving Uber after work. I said, ride share, whatever it is. I don't care. So I was driving it after work and the rain was just coming down. I could barely see. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I forget what time it was, but I'm like, you know what? Let me get some dinner and then I'll head down to the cigar lounge. I'll watch my games. And so I got my dinner. I ate my dinner. The stuff, I had some stuff in my car, like the garbage, the throw out stuff. I went into the lounge, blah, blah, blah. And when it rains like that, the parking lot like floods. There's no way around it. I just had to walk through it leaving. So I walk through, my feet are all wet. I'm in slides. I wear socks and slides regardless of the temperature, the weather. Even if I had sneakers on, the same thing, I would have been soaked. The water would have gotten in the sneakers. It'd probably been worse for my sneakers. The slides are okay. So I get in the car, and I have this bag sitting next to me with, like, you know, food remnants of it. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just throw it out, because if I leave it in the car overnight, it might stink, and I got to drive Uber again tomorrow. So I know there's a dumpster, because I don't want to get out again, because if I have to go to the garbage pail by the cigar lounge, I got to walk through this water again. So, like, you know what? There's a dumpster on the other side, on the other parking lot. I'll go in there. Parking lot was empty, which is important in a second. So I pull into the parking lot. I'm coming towards the back of it. I cut the wheel, so I'm kind of like adjacent, where I can just walk out and throw my garbage. I open the car door, and I go to get out, and I forgot to put the car in park. Crazy, right? Has anybody ever done this? And every sometimes, but usually that jolt will stop you, and I just opened the door. I was already half out. The car's going. I'm trying to get my footing, and I just fall out of the car. I hit hard. Like, my hands didn't even have scrapes on them because I didn't get my hands down. I hit my body, my knees. I took like a layer of skin off my shin. I hit hard. Now, I'm like, I look up, and now my car is still in drive, and it's going away from me. And let me tell you something. There's nothing scarier than when you're laying on the ground, and your car is just rolling away from you. It's in drive. And I'm thinking to myself, Now, I'm lucky that I cut the wheel when I pulled in. Because now it's going, but now it's like turning slowly. And I'm like, okay, it's not going to go into the next parking lot. It starts going around. And where I am in the parking lot, there's a fence and there's a house. I'm like, please. Oh, I'm like, oh my God, if this thing crashes into the fence and into the house. It doesn't do that. It keeps going and it goes around. Now, here I am laying on the floor. My car just did a circle and it's coming back at me. I'm laying on the ground, the car is coming towards me, and I go, oh, so this is how I'm going to die. I'm going to be run over by the one thing I truly love in this world, my Rock Creek. This is it. I'm like going through my head already, like, you know, even if I don't die, I'm in the hospital, they got to call my father. Like, this is like embarrassing. So I just do the first thing that comes naturally to me. I roll out of the way. And when I'm done rolling, I look up, and the car, because I guess there was an incline, it stops. I was like, oh, thank God. So, like, I crawl over to where I can get, like, remember, my socks and my slides are soaking wet. So, like, every time I try to stand, like, my foot slips. So I go to where I can get, like, a footing. And I get up, I go over, I put the car in park. And I feel this breeze, and I'm sorry if this is too much information. I'm sorry for the mental picture people need, but my ass is out of my pants. My pants are, like, down because, like, I was rolling and I fell. And I'm like, there's going to be a camera here. They got to see this. It's, like, it's ridiculous. So I pull my pants up, and I just stand there for, like, a little bit just to get my bearing. Car's in park now. And I'm like, wow, I hit hard. And my body's starting to ache a little bit. I get in the car. I drive home. I come upstairs. I sit on my bed. I take my pants off and my socks to see And I see this big scrape, the mess of the skin just scraped off my shin. So I clean that, I bandage it, I go to bed, I wake up, and I am in pain. My knees hurt, my body's sore. I felt like I got hit by a truck. And the last time I felt this way from a fall was a couple of years ago. I fell at my nephew Lucas's baseball game. I fell into a kid's picnic table. And if anybody's seen Chris Farley falling through the coffee table, that's exactly what it looked like. And kudos to the dads on my brother's team. I don't know if they work for like the CIA or something, but they got the evidence. They just took it away. It was gone. And I remember like the next couple of days, like feeling like really sore. And that's what this was. I felt sore up until like, you know, yesterday a little bit. And today I feel a lot better. But I'm a big guy. So like, but I fell out of the car. There was no like, my foot got caught like underneath and I just fell out. Car did a circle, which was crazy, which is absolutely crazy. Seeing the car, it's in my head, like seeing the car just going by itself. And I'm just laying there like helpless. And like thank God I didn't get hurt. Like seriously, thank God this car didn't run me over. Thank God I'm alive. But we were laughing about it last night at my brother's. And I told it kind of late. I told it after dinner. My father's like, how are you here the whole time? And we're just hearing about this now. I'm like, I'm embarrassed by it. I don't, you know, it's embarrassing. Oh, man. Took a spill. I mean, I don't fall often, but when I do, I hit hard. And I'm banged up for a little while. I mean, it's a lot of force going down. And a couple of years ago, it was funny because I have told the story before, but I'll tell it again. A couple of years ago, when I fell at my nephew's game, I had a date afterwards, a first date. So when I fell, the first thing I said to my brother is, my clothes ripped? And he's like, your clothes ripped? He goes, is anything broken? You bleeding? You okay? Date went good. And then she didn't like me. So maybe, I don't know, which I thought it went well. Anyway, neither here nor there, but that was like the last, actually, I think the last date I went on. After that, I was done. We were talking about it, and I asked my nephew Lucas, like, if he, you know, what happened, what was he thinking? He goes, oh, I was laughing. It was funny. I go, you told me that, like, and this is how mature and like, how much, you know, and how smart my nephew Luke is. So when it happened, this is like 2 years ago, maybe almost three now. Lucas said to me, like, I said, buddy, are you embarrassed? Did you laugh? He goes, no, Uncle Cheese, I just wanted to make sure you were okay, that you weren't hurt. Tells me last night that he was hysterical laughing. And look, it's okay. It was funny. You know, I went through a tape. My brother was laughing. Once I was okay, my brother was laughing. Now, what happened that day at the baseball game, which I thank God it happened because nobody remembers it now. Two fathers almost got into a fist fight, you know, two coaches. People forgot that I fell altogether because they was trying to break up this fight. But yeah, so Lucas told me that he laughed. He, you know, it's funny. And then he said something else yesterday. And listen, these kids are getting older. And I can only imagine what my brother and my sister-in-law going through with these kids getting older and them not being like little babies anymore. My niece still seems like she adores me. Rocco will give me attention. Lucas is just too cool for school. I've talked about it before. It's like yesterday I was there and he's like, Ma, Dad, who can you call? You know, call this person to come over, you know, text that person's father. I'm like, Luke, you don't need your uncle's here. Let's hang out. What do you want to do? And he just starts laughing. And I'm like, what, you don't want to hang out with your uncle? And he's like, no. And that's when Liddy goes, I want to hang out with my uncle. So I hung out with my niece. We, you know, she's the sweetest. But he's at that age. And I hate it. You know, eventually I'll be cool again. Right now I'm not cool, but eventually I will be cool again. I remember I always loved hanging out with my uncles. It's, you get to a certain, you know, you get older and it's like, it's the best thing ever. Hanging out with family. You don't realize it as a kid. And that's the thing you wish you had back. Is the years as a kid, you couldn't wait to get away from your family. And listen, everybody does it. Everybody wants to be out with their friends. But those are the times you're going to want back. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, we don't realize it then. You know, but like my grandmother would cook. And here I go again with the waterworks. But my grandmother cooked every Sunday. And, you know, dinner was at 3:30, 3 o'clock. And like, it was a pain in the ass if you were out with your friends, you know, to come home, you get annoyed. But like what I wouldn't give for that now, you know, that's the thing about getting older. And, I'm such a fucking baby. I really am. Like, I'm getting nostalgic with all this stuff. It's like the crying podcast. They keep crying forward. But it's true. Like, you know, the time, you don't realize it when you're younger, how important all this stuff is. But it also is important to be with friends and to make friends, and it's a balancing act. You know. It is what it is, I guess. I just miss them being little babies, you know. But I'm enjoying watching them grow up because they're doing amazing things. Each and every one of them. You know, Lydia scored a touchdown in her flag football game Saturday. She plays on a boys team too. She scored a touchdown. And it's good because some little dick in her class told her that she can't play football and baseball because she's a girl. No, she showed him. Last week she scored an extra point. This week she scored a touchdown. Rocco and Lucas are just killing it in their sports. So that's what's fun about watching them get older, is just seeing the athletes they're turning into and, like, you know, honing their craft and becoming, like, you know, really good athletes. And it's fun to like, you know, have a sideline seat for. And that's, like, you know, one of the reasons I really want to get back in shape and everything, is to be more present at the games and everything else. And, you know, I'm not going to go into it too much. I already cried already. I'm not going to cry again. So I start talking about that, I'll be a babbling idiot. But I was talking to my friend Gormy about this, you know, and, he said, like, you go through the motions and you just wait for that fire to come back that you had. And that's what's going on, you know? Waiting for that fire to come back to just, like, you know, that this is it. There's no other way. And eventually we'll get there. And this way, you know, next time I fall out of my car in the pouring rain, I could pop back up a little easy and run after my car. That's the thing too. Like, I'm like, I can't catch this car. Keep going back to that. And then it poured again on Saturday night and I had to walk through the puddle again. I have my socks actually behind here. And my socks drying on the back of the chair. I didn't want to put them in the wash, like, all wet and mildewy and gross. So I dry them out first, then I'll drop them off. Anyway, it was a week. to say the least. Hopefully this week we stay on our feet, we stay in our car, we put it in park, and just keep moving forward, right, guys? Well, I want to thank everybody who joined us on this episode of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. My name is Anthony DiDomenico. As always, the podcast is played in and out each week by Hollow in their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out. iTunes. And while you're there, his new band Demon Scar dropping new music like crazy. DemonScar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Check him out, finsdeli.com. Once again, I want to thank everybody who joined us here on your, well, not here, but listening on your podcast listening devices. Whatever you catch the podcast on, thank you for tuning in. Have an awesome week, and I will talk to you later.